nighttime. What's the first time? It says that if you invite guests over your house on Shabbos and you write a ksav before Shabbos, it's a list of all the guests that were invited and a list of all the food you had prepared, you're not allowed to read that list on Shabbos. Why not? My timer. Says Rashi Ablim and Aksav. What's wrong with doing it from Aksav? Rabbi Omar Gzeira Shema Yimchek. So Gzeira made you come to erase it. If you're going to read the Aksav on Shabbos, we're afraid you'll come to erase it. Rashi Shema Yimchek. Mina Orchim. You'll erase some of the Orchim, some of the guests you invited. Why? Sheyir Shleihechen Lehem called Tzorchim. On Shabbos to see you don't have enough portions or enough seats for everybody. The Yischarit Shazim and Yaisim and Aroi. And you're going to feel bad you invited so many people on Shabbos, or before Shabbos invited them. Neila v'yimcha min ha-ksav, k'day sh'l'yikruam ha-shamash. You'll erase it from the ksav today when the shamash announces all the people that are invited come sit down, the shamash shouldn't read off like 25 names, only read off 22 names. So that's what we're afraid. We're afraid the Baal HaBos will see he invited too many people, doesn't have enough seats, so mainly he'll erase it on Shabbos. So therefore you're not allowed to read from the ksav. Abaye Rom, a different gzeira. Abaye Rom, a gzeira, shem yikorei b'shtori hadyotis. We're afraid if you're going to read this piece of paper, you'll come to read other shtori hadyotis, which is also to read on Shabbos. So Rashi learns, kol hani, a lot of times the gemaras you have, shem yikorei b'shtori hadyotis, so we'll see later, other things that are also to read. Maybe you come to read shtori hadyotis, it's Rashi, shom mekach umemcha komra. That means a shtar about your business papers, about mekach umemcha, about the checks, about the invoice, how much you have to pay, that you're not allowed to read on Shabbos. So Mela, they asked you to read this piece of paper, because maybe you come to read other story hadjotis, stam shtoris, about Mekach HaMemcha, which is also to read on Shabbos. These are the two tamim for the gzeiros. So the more Amai B'nai, what's the chil between both tamim? Amar Abaya, Amai B'nai, Ika B'nai, the kosav ha-koisel, if you have the ksav written on the wall, omid loy, and it's very high up on the wall. If the gzeir is maybe you come to erase it, that's why you can't read a piece of paper on Shabbos, is loy chashinam. Here we're not chashish you come to erase it. Because since it's written on the wall high up, we're not afraid you go on top of the wall to erase it. You can't get there. Shrashi the kosim minyona akoisa b'joy. It was written with ink on the wall, or midlay, it's high up. Sheino magia l'sham limchuk. You can't get there, so easy to erase it. So maybe we're not afraid you come to erase it, it'll be mutter. But if we're afraid, if you come to read this, you read other story hadjotis, is chashinim. Even if it's on top of the wall, still will be yosef. For the Gemara, ulaman diyom Hashem yimchok. The man diyom that says the gzeira Hashem yimchok, necha Hashem yikorei. Hey, why isn't he also afraid of the gzeira? You come to read other story hadjotis. Even though it's written on top of the wall, you can't erase it. It should be also according to him. Also, maybe you come to read other stories. Vesu. Not also a shver. You tell me in Afgamina, if it's written high on top of the wall, that you can't erase it. So at that time, will be mutter. So not tomorrow night, there's a light plug. When they were born and asked something, they asked for the b'chol efanim. So about sometimes it could be erased, they should ask for it all over. Where's the raya? For your time, you've learned halacha before. Lo yikorei lor haner. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to read from the light of a candle. If you only have a candle that's lit, you're not allowed to read from it on Shabbos. Why? Because we're afraid Shemayata. Maybe the light will start flickering, go out. We're afraid on Shabbos you'll come to move the wick towards you and you'll be over Mavir. Is V'yama Rabba, Afilu Gavoye Shtei Kaimas. Afilu this wick, Afilu the lamp, is very high up. It's two kaimas, two heights up. Afilu Gavoye Shtei Madois. Another measurement is very high up. Afilu Asorabat and Zua Gabizu. Afilu was on the 10th floor and you're on the bottom. So there's no really shemi yata. You can't even reach it. Still we say lo yikori. Still you're not allowed to read. Why? Because Rabbanu made it lay plug. Once they said you're not allowed to read in front of a candlelight, might not mean that the candlelight is next to you, or it's very, very high up that you can't touch it. There's a lay plug. So here also, once you say you're not allowed to read something from a ksav, because there's afraid maybe you come to erase it, it's a shver. What's the chashash here? So Rashi, l'man diyom Hashem yikora, Hecha de leka lemecha to Shem Yikoro, lecha shle Shem Yimchik. Akoponon, let's be afraid, Shem Yimchik, let's be afraid. So, Bimora, Elaika Benayu, the cost of our koisel, there's an afkamina where it was written on the koisel. Elaika Benayu, the cost of our koisel, it was written on the koisel, or Mr. So, and Achnami, it's on the bottom, it's low down. Yeah. So we're being chayzer so far. Also, tam Hashem yimchot l'churit shebiyasa roll over. Even though it's written very high up on the wall, so what? Once the Rabbanah made a gzeirah that we're afraid you come to erase it, so the gzeirah applies all over. So where's the nafkamina? No fakert. Elika benayu the kosel la koisel. It's written on the koisel on the wall or mitzvah, and it's very low down. Is l'man diyom Hashem yimchot chashinan in the chanami. There is the chash maybe you come to erase it since it's on the wall and it's reachable. So what is gzeir you come to erase it? Over l'man diyom Hashem yikara. But l'man diyom it says the whole gzeir is al Hashem yikara. We're afraid that what? That maybe you come to reach story hadjotis loy chashinan. Here we're not chashish. Why not? Valguda bishdara lemechla. People won't make a mistake between a wall and a star hadjotis. Hey, people, if they'll see you're allowed to read something off the wall, they'll know the wall is different. The wall is not a star. They won't come to read their business reports on Shabbos if they're going to read something on the wall. So mechla the gzeri you don't have. Bechal, it's not called a star. For the Gemara, though, good. But the man, the yom, you're telling me the gzeres maybe you reached Dari Ajaitis. So you want to say if it's written on the wall, then it'll be mutter. Because on the wall, people won't make a mistake between reading something off the wall and reading a star. But for the Gemara, Abalecha Shem Yimchak, why isn't he also asking to that gzerum? Maybe you come to erase it. It's a good time. So even if it's written on the wall, it should still be yosa to read it, because maybe you come to erase it. Trash l'man diyam Hashem yikara. Hecha d'lek l'mechot Hashem yikara. Like you're saying on the wall, there's no gzer you come to reach Dari Adjoitis, because the wall is different than a star of a lechot Hashem yimchot. Why are we still afraid? Maybe you come to erase the ksav. Like it's both time should apply. Like what's the nafkamina? Elo zanti gemara ikri b'nai what tell you, the chayik, it was carved out. A tavla on a board, we have pinkis, another type of a board. On something, it was carved out on a piece of board. Trashi the chayik carved out the sakin with a knife, v'toychet into the wood, the tavla on a board, she'noicha limchot. It's very hard to erase it. If you want to erase something that's written that's scratched out in the board, now you have to cut out all the wood there. V'yadhochi, while you're starting to cut out all the wood, amaraz asvar for mitchon. You remember Trey Shabbos, v'lek l'mechash limchot. Middle is no chash Hashem yimchot. As if you have the ksav written on a piece of wood that's carved out in the wood, here there's no chash you come to erase it. Yeah. So here's an afkamina. Ika benayu, the chayik atavli batkin, they are gapinkis. L'man diyam Hashem yimchayk, if you're afraid you come to erase it, leichashinen. Here, since your list is carved out on the wood, we're not afraid you come to mamash scrape out all the wood on Shabbos, that's too big of a maestro, zich, remember today Shabbos, and you won't do it. Of l'man diyam Hashem yikora. But the man Yom says we're afraid if you read this ksav, you come to read other story adjoitis, it's chashinan. Here we have the chash. Hey, it's a tavla, that means a piece of wood, looks like a star, we'll make the chash. So the Gemara b'ayit to l'man diyom Hashem yimchot, still it's shver. Good, you say l'man diyom and says the gzer is, maybe you come to erase it. So mainly where it's carved out on a piece of wood, there's no gzer you come to erase it, of alech Hashem yikara. Why isn't he afraid of the other gzeirim? If you're going to read this ksav, maybe you come to read other story adjoitis. And we're saying now with Pinkus, is also shayach and gzeira. If you read something off a board, you come to read something off a piece of paper, off the star. V'chi teimu tavla Pinkus, b'shtar le'michlof, maybe this is the svaratakam. That just like we said before, if you have something written on the wall, you're allowed to read it off the wall, because we're not afraid you come to read a star. Because a star and a wall are two different things. So maybe something written on a piece of wood is also different than a star. So that's what this svara holds. Since it's written on a piece of wood, so manashach, they hold al a star, you won't make the gzeirim, because it looks different than a star. Al shem yimchot, you come to race, it doesn't apply here either. So the Gemara v'atanya, we're not like that. V'atanya moina odom kama mibefnim. A person is allowed to read off a list of the chashuva people he invited that he wants to sit eifanun. He wants to sit them in front. All the way up in the dais. He wants to sit there. But how many people is going to put outside, not in the chashuva seat? He has a right to read it off. And he has a whole piece of paper written down, how many portions, food he needs for these people, for that people. Where is he allowed to read this from? He's allowed to read it if he had it written down on the wall. He's not allowed to read it if it was only written down, shagave tavlo pintis. If he had it only written down on a piece of wood, he's not allowed to read it on Shabbos. So the Chur, you see, there's a gzeiro, that if you read it off the piece of wood, we're afraid you come to reach Dor Hedjotis. So you see, it is Shaykh in the gzeiro. Rashi, coming b'fnim, coming b'chutz. Es mi umi oishe b'fnim. Which people I'm going to sit inside? Mibmokim ha'machuba, the dais, up front. V'yes mi umi oishe b'chutz, shayna kol kach spunim. People are not so choshiv, then I'll let them sit outside. Avoloi miksav shagabi tavlo pinkis. Why? The gude b'shtarva le'mechle. There's a difference. If it's written on the wall, it's mutter, because there's no gzeri. If you read something off the wall, you come to read a shtar hedjotis. You come to read your business reports. Because that's a shtar and this is on the wall. Avol tavlo pinkas mechlef. But you see, there is the gzeri. Now let it read something on a piece of wood that's written on the wood. Because there's a gzeri. If you read off the wood, you come to read your business reports, which is a shtar. So Mel was strict shver. It should be also point to everybody to read off the piece of wood. So the Gemara Hechidomi, what's this last price talking about? Eli mod the cost of michtav, if it's written a regular ksav, bidyoi on ink, or vizoi maishnohochi, maishnohochi. The Chur, both places should be osur. What's the difference if it's written on the wall, or it's written on a piece of wood? If it's written in ink, then the gzeirish shemi yimchot, like we said before. We're afraid if you have a list, which guest you invited, maybe on Shabbos you can have charoti, you invited certain people, you don't have enough room for them, so on Shabbos it comes to erase the list. If it's written on ink on the wall, then it should be us on the wall also. Why does the price say on the wall it's mutter, on a piece of wood it's usher? What's the difference? If the gzeir is m'shem yimchik, it should be us in both places. El alav yap, that sign this price, dechayik. We're talking about not that it was written with ink, but it was carved out. It was carved out in the wall and carved out on a piece of wood. So mishum shemi yimchot you don't have. We're not afraid you come to erase it, because it's very hard to erase it. You have to scratch out all the wood, that we're not afraid of. It says you're allowed to read it if it's written on the koisel. But you're not allowed to read something if it's on the board. So you see, something written on boards on a piece of wood, we are afraid the gzeira of a shtari hedjotis. So it should be us according to everybody. Like, where's the nafkamina baita? So the more elo liyelam ataya the kosev akoisel. I tell you, the emissary we're talking about now, where it's written on the wall, or midloy, and it's written very high up in the wall. It's like written with the regular ksav, but it's written on the wall high up. That's where the Bryce is talking about that says it's mutter. Or the kokashaloch, I yadakasha the rabba, yadakasha that rabba said, that well, whenever the rabbonim make gzeira, there's a light plug. It's also roll over. In other words, what's the teretz now? That it's written on the wall. So on the wall, it's always mutter, mishum shtori head jaitis, we don't make any gzeiras. Because the wall, everybody knows, is not a shtar. Now, what's the shaila here, though? So it's saying, no, it's written takra in ink. And if it's written in ink, the gzera al shtar doesn't apply in the wall. But the kasher is, it should still be yosef, because maybe you come to erase it. The terror says, no, we're talking about on the wall, high up on the wall. And high up on the wall, there's no gzera you come to erase it, because you can't reach it. So the terrace is like this now. We're talking about now that, really, if it's on the piece of wood, hacked out, mishum shtaris, we don't make the gzera. On a piece of wood, there's no gzer mishum shtaris. Shtaris are also different than shtar. So on the wood, it will be mutter. Now, why here is it osur? Because it's talking about was written on ink. It's not carved out, nor it's written in ink. And ink, the gzer is mev shemi yimchik. Our shtaris, we're not afraid because the board looks different than shtar shtaris. Now, we're afraid maybe you come to erase it. So on a board, it's also to read it because you can erase it. Mashenkin on the wall, we're talking about where it's high up on the wall, and we say, since it's high up, you can't get there, you can't erase it. Before we ask the kash, the rabbanon always make the zera loy plug, even though now that it's high up, you can't reach it, but if it's low, you could reach it. It's also, the rabbanon asked it even when it's high up. Like Rabbi said, you're not allowed to read in front of an or haner. Why? Because Shem Meyate, maybe you pull the wick towards you. Even though the ner is very high up, you can't reach it, still it's also. So the Chur here, it should be Yasser also, even though the Ksav is written very high on the wall, you can't reach it, but still also, maybe you come to erase it. And if the Gemara name, the Rabba Tanoihi, I tell you, that's why that Rabbi says, Rabbana Mekalei Plug, and that's what all over, it's not according to everybody. That's the Machlokes Tanoihim. And this price holds on like that, this price holds its mutter. The Tanya, we learned, Moina Odom Es Orchov V'es Paparoiso Mipiv. A person is allowed to read off by in his mouth. He remembers it, but in his mind, he's not like, say it out. I invited this and this amount of guests, and I have this amount of portions for everybody. but you're not allowed to read it from a ksav. You have it written down on a piece of paper. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to read that piece of paper of how many guests you have invited and how many portions you have prepared. Rav Acha matir. Rav Acha was matir, though, to read it. Miksav shagav yakoisel. He was matir to read it if it was written on the wall. If you have your list written on the wall, how many people you invited and how many portions you have prepared, on the wall you're allowed to read. Fred Gemara Hechidom, what are we talking about that it's mutter? Eli Mudakosiv Mitisom, if it's written low on the wall that you could reach it, the Zuchur is also Shver. Lecha Shemi Yimchak, why aren't we afraid? Maybe you come to erase it. It's Mashmit says Michtov. A Michtov Shagad Yakris, Mashmit's written on the wall. So if it's written low down on the wall, someplace that you could reach, the Zuchur should be the Gzera Shemi Yimchak. Let's be afraid, you come to erase it. Elo Lazak Gemara, the Kosav Umidli. I tell you, Stonema was written on the wall, but high up on the wall. Abizayu Shmamina, the Rabbata no Yishmamina. So Raya, that this Tana doesn't know like Rabbah. This Tana knows that if it's written on the wall, high up, that there's no Gzera Hashem Yimchak, you can't reach it, we don't ask for you. Ah, let's say it's a light plug, once they ask for someplace, it's us to roll over. This Tana thinks it's on Rabbah. This Tana knows no. They only ask it when it's Shaykh, you come to erase it. So where it's written on low on the wall, then taker it's Sasser. If it's written high on the wall, then it's mutter. There's no Shemi Yimchit. Rasha, the rabbi Tanoihi, the Ika de Chayis Lishletticholik, some are Choshir, they made a light plug, the Yisra Shabbat Rabbonu, the Ika de Maflik, some said no, there is a Chilik. Lecha Shemi Yimchit, the Rabbacha Koysel Davka Nokat. What's the difference? Tell him, he doesn't know the old. If it's high up, so that's nafkamina. If it's high up, since you can't reach it, he holds we're not afraid you come to erase it. Aye, let's make a light plug. Since it's also when it's low, it should be us all over. That's the machloikis. That's the nafkamina. The halacha both time I brought down. You're not supposed to read this piece of paper if you have your list of who you invited. It's also to read it. Machlok both of these tamim. There's a gzera, maybe you come to erase on Shabbos. And there's also a gzera of Shtari Hedjoitis. The Shalal Loch, as you will see later about this, in Shin Zayin, the Shalal Zadvar Mitzvah is Mutter or not. Kor Nafkamina, Vashamash and Shul on Shabbos, once has a list of all the announcements to make. So he writes down his announcements before Shabbos. The Shalal, if you're allowed to read it or not. Poshe should be also to read it after these two gzeras. Maybe you'll see Echveis, the list is too long. He doesn't have time to read it off. He'll have to erase some of the announcements. Or maybe it's a gzera Mishum Shtari Hedjoitis. So the Dvar Mitzvah, some people are making as a kulam. If you're doing the Dvar Mitzvah, then it's mutter. If you have announcements in the gate, the Dvar Mitzvah should be mutter. Who are the Neshama make also? If you have a Sudeshal Mitzvah, then it's mutter to read off the Ksav. If you invite people to a Bar Mitzvah, to a Sudeshal Mitzvah, maybe then the Ksav also to be making. Right. So tomorrow, the Hani Tanoi Kani Tanoi. This Machlokes Tanoim is told in another Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya. Ein Royin B'mara B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to look in a mirror on Shabbos. You can't use a mirror. So Drashi, Ein Royim B'mara, Lefi Sharoya B'mara, Ein Yitzorachel L'sak and Cyrus. Roisha, usually what are you looking in the mirror for? To see how good your hair, if it's in shape or not. V'ziknoi, your beard. Hilka Chashina, we're afraid. Shema Yira Neiman Hamudzelis. Maybe you'll see in the mirror you have some hair sticking out. Sheinam Shabbos is not, it's not in straight with the other hairs. Im Shahasar. V'yogolcham. And we're afraid you'll come to cut it off. That's the Xeri, you shouldn't look in a mirror on Shabbos. Rabbi Meir Mater, Bemara Kfu of a Koisel. Rabbi Meir's Mater, know if the mirror is Kfu on the Koisel, then he's Mater. Is a Chura Maishino ha Kfu of a Koisel. What's the difference if it's Kfu on the Koisel? Why is it Mutter? Da the Hoch, Rabbi Hoch, Mitker. Because in between, you come to remember. Strashi, Ada Hoch, Rabbi Hoch, Shielach, Lovi, Tar, I miss Brian, Mitker, Shu Shabbos. As if it's Kfu on the wall, that means you can't use it right now, you can't take it off the wall. Elamai, you'll have to walk home to find yourself the scissors. So while you're walking home, we're not afraid you come to, you remember today's Shabbos. Vashenke and Shena Kavua Nami for tomorrow. If it's not Kavua on the wall also, Monashuk, you have to go home and get a scissors. So what do I care if it's Kavua, if it's tied on the wall or not tied on the wall? In both cases, all you're doing now is looking at the mirror and you see something's wrong with your hair. So what do you have to do now? You have to go home and get a scissors. So what's the difference if it's Kavua or not Kavua? So tomorrow, here where it's a mirror made out of metal. At least the bottom part of the mirror had a metal piece to it. How come you're not allowed to use a mirror on Shabbos that has a metal piece in the bottom. The Torah says because you use the mirror itself to cut off your hair. If the bottom part of the mirror is sharp, that you could use it to cut, so you look at the mirror, you'll see some hairs are sticking out, so it's exerting to come to use the mirror right now and cut off your hair. So now it depends if the mirror, so kavu is lavdavkum. It means if it has a metal piece or sharp end that you could use it to cut off, it's also to use the mirror on Shabbos. And if it's not a metal piece, if it's not a sharp thing, then it's mutter to use the mirror on Shabbos. So the kids we spoke of, alokal amais, it's mutter to use it as one is there. But our mirrors doesn't have any sharp parts, so it's not a derech now to use the mirror to cut off your hair with. So now there's no gzer, you come to cut it off. Right. Tana Rabbon, yiksav ha-mahalech tachas ha-tzura. If you have under a tzura picture, you have a little lettering. You have a little children. Yiksav gamalach tachas ha-tzura. You have a ksav, some lettering, words, underneath the picture. V'tachas ha-tzuknes. Or else you have an image. You have an image of somebody. And you have underneath the image, also you have a ksav, a few words written on the bottom. Who he is, about him a little bit. Is also the grace of the Shabbos. You're not allowed to read this ksav on Shabbos. Strashi ksav amal tachas ha-tzura v'tachas ha-tzuknes. Kagoyim b'nei yodom ha-metzoyorim v'koysol. Chayis mishunis. You have pictures on the wall of different type of animals. Or yuknes shob b'nei yodom. They have images of people. Shel maisim kagoyim v'chomas David v'golias. Hey, it's a portion of a statue of David and Golias. V'koysol tachter zu tzuras chayis plenis. Underneath is written, this is Leo the Lion, how written underneath it. V'zu diyuknes plenty of plenis. This is the picture of Yanim and Yanim. You have the underneath it written. Is also the Christ of Shabbos. Why Shvaita, Saint Xeris, Shemli Yikora B'Shtori Adjoitis. If you come to read this Ksav, we're afraid you read other Shtori Adjoitis, which is also to read on Shabbos. So the Gemara wrote, Diyukne Atzmoi Af B'chol Oslo Stako Bo. You should know what Diyukne, that means the image of a person, you're not allowed to look, even in the middle of the weekday, you can't look there. Vishum Shinema, the Pasuk says, Atifnu El Holilim. Don't turn around towards the Getchkis. My Talmud, how do we see from this Pasuk? Omer Avchonan Atifnu El Midaitchem. Don't turn away to a Getchka that you made up yourself. The Drashi, El Midaitchem, El Asher Atim Oysim Midas Levavchem Mechalal Shalachem. As that you make a Getchka yourself, don't turn and don't even look at it. Alilim Zokum Chalolim. Yeah, you should look at it. So Tois learns here what it means to say. Tois says Nero, the Bishavi L'Shem Avodah Zarah. We're talking about now where the statue was made L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Omar. Then it's also to look at it because you're not allowed to look at an Avodah Zarah. So maybe you're not allowed to look at a statue of an Avodah Zarah even in the weekday. So Tois Avulonoi. But if you have a statue that was just made for beautiful, it looks nice. Then Mutter. Then you are allowed to look at the statue. K'demashma S'mashma Mebinyan Shol Kedoshim. L'Hevi Mestakli B'Tzurta D'Zuzo Mechlal D'Achruni Hevi Mestakli. The Gemara says certain people were called Kedoshim. Why were they called Kedoshim? Because they didn't look at any tzura at all. They didn't look even on the money, on a coin. You had a tzura, they didn't look at that tzura. So they were called Kedoshim. Mashma only them, they didn't look. But other people are allowed to look. So here the Gemara says you can't look at any statue. So therefore, Torah learns is only talking about a statue that was made the Shema Avodah Zarah. I look where it was, anyway, it's also tossed about no. So the Russians mashma, it was made the Shema Avodah Zarah, but they didn't worship it yet. So it doesn't have the Yisuriya no, maybe of an Avodah Zarah, but our core point is also to look at it, because you're looking at something that's made for an Avodah Zarah. And that's the Pasuk al Tifnu Evolilim. Don't turn to look to the Getchkis that you made up. That's also B'chol. But if it's not made the shame of Avodah Zarah, then you're allowed to look at the picture. But to read the Ksav, it's also to read it, because we're going to say, maybe you come to read Shtori Adjoitis. We'll see more halacha about this. We'll learn Shin Zayin soon. Right. Mafis Odim Esponav. The Mishnah says, you're allowed to make a guru. As if you have different portions, pieces of the chicken in the house, you want to give it out to all the kids. You know how to make a girl? Each one picks a number here, and you get number one, you get portion number one. Number two, you get portion number two. It's mutter to do it in your own house. Mishnah says, Mafe sodim im bonav im b'nei beisoy, al ha-shulchan. So the Gemara, im bonav im b'nei beisoy in. It's mashmi, if you only make a girl to give out the portions with your own family. V'yim achaloi, if you have other guests at your house, you can't make a girl to see who's going to get which portion. My time, what's the ease to making a girl? You have 10 portions of chicken, you have 10 guests. Let's make a girl. Numbers 1, 2, 3. Whoever picks out one gets portion number 1. Why not? So the Mark of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Yom Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. V'nei chaburom ha-makpidim zel zeh. If you have people, chabura, friends of people that do things together, that are makpid zel zel, they're very makpid stingy to make sure that if we have to divide up a suda, we have to get the exact amount. If you get 10 ounces of soda, I have to get 10 ounces of soda, and you have to get 10 ounces of soda. They're very makpid, everybody gets the same amount. We're not going to be moichel one upon the other. They're not moichel mavatir anything. We're b'nei chabura, we're b'shutfasim, and we divide up the food, but very much, but everybody gets the exact amount of whatever I get, you have to get exactly the other amount. And what does he say? What's halachim? Is people that are makpid like this, you should know, oivrim yishomidim. Hey, so they do this on Shabbos or on Yotiv, where they divide up, they're over the Yisra of Midah. Because they're going to have to measure it off exactly to know how much you get, how much I get. Lamashal, if I give somebody half a cup of soda, they don't stop give you half a cup. They take the measuring cup first, pour it into the measuring cup. You're getting 4.5 ounces, okay? He gets 4.5 ounces. That's also to do on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're not allowed to measure off something on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You know, these people are over the Yisra Midah, or Mishamishkal, the same thing, they're going to weigh it out. If you're going to get a half a pound of meat, they're going to make sure the other one also gets the half a pound. They're going to put the meat on the scale. It's also to weigh things on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. Or Mishuminyan, they're going to count it also. Now they count something to give out on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. Vaitu Mishum Lovin Uparim. They're also Mishum Lovin Uparim for Yom Tov. Means you're not allowed to lend things, or you're not allowed to pay back things on Yom Tov. So when they lend, they pay back for them, it's called Lovin Uparim. So Drashi, the Gozabu Rabbonin, Shem Yichtav. There's a Xerah, maybe you come to write down. So when these people are makbid right now, like when I give you, it's as if I'm giving you, and the next portion you give me is like you're paying me back. And now I'm going to pay back on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. I roll with easy serum. There's the Ovi Mishamidim, Mishamishom, 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 Mishamishom,